You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, Wisconsin drivers look pretty bad in a new survey on courtesy and driving. Do you buy it? We'll take your calls coming up.
First, it's time for our weekly review of state news with a new offer on the table for transportation funding, a court ruling on a malpractice law, and more news on a possible Foxconn plant in Wisconsin.
Robert Mentzer joins us now from Wausau. He's storytelling editor for the USA Today Network Wisconsin. Rob, welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
Let's start with that transportation budget. This has been a holdup for the state budget as a whole. That's about a week past due now. What is new from the governor on this?
Yeah, so, it's the same basic dynamic that has been what Republicans have been fighting about and disagreeing among themselves for the past year, the past couple of budget cycles. Essentially what is happening is some in the legislature, notably Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, say that road funding is so important and going into debt is so bad that the state ought to raise the gas tax or other revenue ways of ensuring that it's funding the state's roads. Governor Walker's position has been and still is raising taxes is bad. The state should not raise the gas tax. What it should do is bonding. It should borrow or scale back highway construction projects. That is the dispute. That is the same as it ever was argument. So on Thursday, Governor Walker came back with an offer that would reduce plans for borrowing by $200 million. From he had it at $500 million, would bring it down to $300 million. And then the other part of his plan involves a massive hike in what Wisconsin would ask the federal government to give Wisconsin for road money.
And that last point is what people have been pointing toward, including, again, other Republicans pointing toward with some skepticism. How big a jump would that be in the money Wisconsin would be expecting to get from the federal government on roads?
Oh, it's not small. So he would ask, the state's going to ask the Federal Department of Transportation for $341 million. That is about 10 times what Wisconsin requested last year. If you look at it, the average over time, it's not quite that pronounced. It's more like three times the amount of the average. But that's a big jump. And, it's also far from a sure thing that Wisconsin would even get this much money from the feds. So there's a little bit of either fuzzy math or at least a bit of a leap of faith in this proposal.
So what's been the response from lawmakers, especially those Assembly Republicans who are on the other side of the governor and saying we need some kind of revenue increase?
So they weren't crazy about it. I think that it appears that the impasse continues. This offer from the governor did not it doesn't look like it has the shape of a compromise that's going to end this thing. Although I guess this is how it works, right? They seem like they're miles apart until the moment when they're not. But the essential dynamic is unchanged, and I'm not in the betting business, so I don't know what will happen to break that impasse. But I mean, this is the whole ball game. Is it bad? Is it worse to raise taxes or is it worse to borrow?
Talking to Rob Mentzer from USA Today Network Wisconsin about some of the top stories in state news. A state appeals court ruled this week, Rob, that Wisconsin's cap on medical malpractice is unconstitutional. Can you tell us about the case that led to this?
Yes. So in this specific case, a Milwaukee woman had a strep throat infection, the same type of infection that leads to strep throat. It was undiagnosed, and she had septic shock. Her organs shut down. She ended up losing all four of her limbs, both of her arms, both of her legs, as a result of this misdiagnosis or this the fact that this was missed. The jury in that case found that the doctor as well as a physician's assistant were liable. They should have given a different diagnosis. They should have given her options to seek other treatment. and awarded, awarded many millions of dollars in damages, which immediately was appealed because Wisconsin's law for decades is that there's a cap of $750,000 on the amount that you can get for pain and suffering damages in medical malpractice cases.
So this court said, no, now that cap is unconstitutional. So what is the next step then for this case?
So this is a federal appeals court. They ruled unanimously that it's unconstitutional on its face. The decision made an interesting point, which is that as designed, the cap only ever affects those victims who are most severely injured. So for somebody who doesn't have much pain and suffering, they can get the full amount of their damages. There's no limit if what you're claiming is that you had $50,000 pain and suffering. Where there is a limit is if a jury determines that your case is quite severe and what was done to you is so dramatic. So they argue in the decision that this doesn't seem right. And so this is why the cap is thrown out. Now it will be appealed. This is a federal appeals court. It would not be shocking to see this end up at the U.S. Supreme Court level. And it really does have shockwaves for Wisconsin's system. This has been in place in Wisconsin for so long that it really has shaped what the kind of legal environment is in Wisconsin. Wisconsin has more regulations on lawsuits than many other places, and that does prevent, you know, people see it as a good thing, or at least it does have some benefit in preventing, a very litigious environment in Wisconsin, and a lot of type different lawsuits, some of which may be frivolous. There are fewer of those in Wisconsin because it's simply there are limits on how much money a lawyer can make on this. What there also are is limits on what a legitimate victim can receive, and so that's what in appeals will be determined whether there can be a limit at all or what it ought to be.
And moving on, there's an update in the story of maybe a big employer looking at moving to Wisconsin, the technology company Foxconn. What is the latest this week on that?
Yeah, so the very latest is for the first time we had official confirmation from Wisconsin lawmakers, several now, that indeed Foxconn, this Taiwanese technology manufacturing company, is looking at Wisconsin as the site of this multi-billion-dollar facility that in a memo sent by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said could end up employing as many as 10,000 people. And the company is apparently considering southeastern Wisconsin for the plan. It looks like maybe Racine County might be the recipient.
And it looks like there's some kind of behind the scenes getting ready for this possibility.
Yeah, indeed. So the local Racine Economic Development agencies have been at work on this and granted some unusual leeway. None of these details are public yet, but it looks like they are at work on this project. And just today, just this afternoon, House Speaker Paul Ryan at a public event confirmed that he had met with Foxconn representatives about this deal. Also, as we try to narrow things down, the Janesville Gazette also reported today that it's not Janesville. That Foxconn looked at Janesville and is no longer looking at it. But it seems like it's still a live possibility, though. The reporting says that the company is also looking at Michigan. So, who knows? We'll see.
And in that memo from Robin Voss, he mentioned this Foxconn thing in the context of, hey, the funding for I-94 North-South through Racine and Kenosha counties continues to be delayed. So bringing it on home, he's using this to sell his transportation funding hopes and dreams.
It all comes back to the road funding. Yeah, I mean, if you have 10,000 people who need to get to work, or like trucks and stuff that need to get in and out of a giant electronics manufacturer, yeah, I guess you gotta have roads for that. So
before I let you go, Rob, I want to stay on the roads for a minute. In just a few minutes, we're going to ask our listeners to call about this survey that says Wisconsin driving. We're rude drivers. We're not very courteous. We're in the bottom five. What do you think about that? Do you buy that?
I mean, it's got to be all the potholes, right? It puts us in a lousy mood, right? What else? What other explanation is there? No, I don't know. I want to know about the methodology of this study, Rob. We need to dig into this. I don't believe it for a second. Have you ever been to Illinois?
Well, you sound like you're kind of a rude driver yourself, Rob.
I'm
just messing with you. Thanks, as always, for joining us, Rob. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. He is based in Wausau.